Oh, it's too early. No, well, the clock is wrong. Oh, just stay in bed, baby, please. No, you don't have to go to work today. Come on. You worked yesterday. You've been working so much lately. And our days haven't matched up. Come on. I need a day with you. There. Now I'm all snuggled up next to you and you can't get up. Nope. It's like when the cat is laying on your legs. You have to wait for them to move. And I'm not moving, mister. No work. You stay in bed with me. You can't sit up even if you wanted to. I'm too well cuddled. Stop, no. That was unfair. I wasn't ready. Fine. I've got my arms locked around your waist, and now you're well and truly stuck. You might as well call in because I'm not letting go, and you're not strong enough to get rid of me. See, I have the strength of an ox. There's no way you're leaving, so lay back down. Yes, with me. See? Yeah. No, strong like an ox. You can't defeat me. No, tickling, come on. No. That's not fair. Come on. You fell right into my trap. I've improved my position tenfold now. Arms around your shoulders and legs around your waist. Admit it, you're stuck. No work. Only snoozles and smooches are on the agenda today. Please, tell your asshole boss that you're sick and that you can't come in. Yes, you are. You're love sick. You caught it from me. It's highly contagious. No work. You've been working long hours too much lately. Yeah, I know that the big project is coming to an end soon, but today I need you for my project. I have big plans to build a pillow fort later today, and I need your expertise. Oh, I can't do it without you. Nope, sorry. This is non-negotiable. I can't do it. I can't do it without you. I will not let you go. You're stuck with me. Go to work. If you must, but I'm not letting go. You're going to look pretty stupid walking around the office wearing your pajama-clad girlfriend like a backpack. The koala girl backpack. In fact, here. There. I've got you now. You'd really regret going to work with a topless girlfriend on your back. I'm glad my tits feel nice against you, but you'd have to put on a shirt for work, so you wouldn't get to feel them against your back. You'd just be walking around with a girlfriend backpack with her tits hanging out, and I'd show them to your boss. You think he's annoying now. Wait until he gets a look at your girlfriend's tits. He's going to be insufferable. Don't mess with me, Buster. I will totally flash my tits at him, and I'll let him take a picture of them, and then every day for the rest of your life, you'd have to go to work knowing your boss is whacking his noodle nightly to pictures of your girlfriend's tits. He'll probably make them the wallpaper on his computer. Oh, and can you imagine how he'll be at the holiday party? He was bad enough last year when I was barely showing cleavage. Oh, well, if you just stay here and build a pillow fort with me, then you won't have to worry about him. No, I don't care what you tell him. Make something up. Tell him you have COVID. Oh, sure you do. It's just a different type of COVID. You have, Okay. You have cute, ornery, vixen, immensely desirable illness. Yes. And it's highly contagious and possibly debilitating with major physical repercussions that would interfere with productivity. Yes, you'll probably have to quarantine here with me for like a month until it's cured. Hang on. Oh, ow. Oh, come on. If I let you go, you'll run away. I'm hanging on to you. If you thought it was going to be hard to work while wearing a girlfriend backpack, imagine going to work wearing me on the front. I am just gonna keep kissing you all day. And I'm going to make sure my head gets in your way so you can't see what you're doing. Every time you sit down, I'm going to start grinding against you like this. Ah. Ooh. Bless my titties. Yep. Ah. Are now in your line of sight. How are you going to work with my bare titties just hanging out in front of you? See, you can't resist looking at them. Look, babe, I know that work is important to you. I really do. And I know that this project is something that you've worked very hard on and that you're very proud of it. But we haven't been able to spend a whole day together in ages. I really need this. I really need to spend a day with you. Just the two of us together. Yeah. Being silly. Being in love. Yeah, with each other. I love you. I honestly don't care if your boss will be mad. He can go fuck himself. I need you more than he does. Yeah, I do. No, this weekend isn't any good. I'm going to my mom's for her birthday, remember? And I really can't wait until next weekend. Yeah. Please. Come on. Lift up your leg just a little. Just lift it off the bed for a second. Yeah. Now your other leg. Okay. Hold it there. To get a leg lock on it before I let go. Yeah, before I let go with my arms. No, I'm not letting you go, baby. You'll run away. You will. But I think. You know what I'm doing? I'm convincing you to help me build my pillow fort. I am kissing down your body because I'm 100% serious about it. Oh, yeah. And when our do you like that lick? And when our magnificent fort is all done, you and I will crawl inside and I'll take this wonderful, beautiful, perfect cock out of your pants. And I'll do this. I will. I'll suck on it until I get nice. I'm hard. 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 I said hard. Oh, baby. When it's nice and hard like this, oh, I'll climb on top of you. And slide it into my pussy. You remember my pussy, right? I know it's been a little while since you've been acquainted with her. It has been a while. It's been even longer since you've played with her. So, do you remember? I love your penis. Do you remember how warm and wet? No, no. I'm talking about my pussy. Do you remember how warm and wet she is? Maybe you can feel that warmth on your leg right now as I rub her against you. Do you remember how incredibly wet and needy she can be? Maybe you can feel that on your leg too. Good baby. I'm making a mess in my pajama pants right now. Oh, baby, I'm fucking soaked. And after. I've had this glorious cock in my pussy for a while. I'll slide back down. Oh, and take it deep into my throat. Just like this. And I'll taste all my delicious pussy juices. And then I'll lick up all those juices that will inevitably drip on to your balls. Like yeah. I'm a mouthful of ball right now. There. Oh, very good. Baby. Oh, and once I have your cock throbbing, kind of like it is. Now, and your cock is drenched from being in my throat. I'll get on my hand and knees, face down. And you can fuck my ass. Or my pussy. Oh, baby, you're better yet. You could possibly. You could switch. You could switch back and forth between the two. I love this cock. Are you getting close, baby? Yeah. Okay. telling me. Nope. That's all you get. I mean, I'd be happy to finish the job, but you know what you have to do. Well, the way I see it, you have two choices, my love. You can go to work with very blue balls, work long hours again, and come home to a girlfriend too sad to even give you a hand job. Or you can give me your phone right now. I mean, well, here's a thought. Maybe your project can finish sucking your dick. Well, yeah. If you give me your phone, I'll write a very polite message to your boss, telling him that you're taking the day off for personal reasons. And then I'll go back to sucking your dick and grinding my pussy against you until you come down my throat. And I come all over your leg. And then we'll snuggle together and sleep for another hour or two. And then you can help me fulfill my bucket list dream of getting my ass pounded in a pillow fort. I think it sounds like fun. Yeah. Well, I didn't know it was on my bucket list either until I mentioned it earlier, but I definitely need to do that. So what do you say, baby? Well, you're not really in a position to bargain, but yes, I will also make you my famous mac and cheese for dinner, too. You have chosen wisely. Now, grab your phone for me. Here, just read this. And, okay. What do you think? Yeah? Well, of course it's polite. Just because your boss is an asshole doesn't mean I have to be. Good to send? Great. There we go. Okay, now we will put this phone on Do Not Disturb. Oh, and now let's get that cock back in my throat. Actually, let's get rid of your PJs first. They get in my way. Here you go. Put your arms. Pull these off. Yeah. And now mine. Okay. There. Fair enough. Fuck. Look how drenched the crotch is on these. Damn, baby. Okay. First, let me get my pussy back against your shin. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Can you feel that? Your leg is gonna smell like a pussy for a very long time. Well, at least until you shower. Damn, baby. Look at that dick. You didn't soften at all. it's still rock hard. If you want to push my face on your cock, I'd be fine with that. I'm gonna come, baby. Yeah. Oh, baby, I'm gonna come here. Please, come with me. Come down my throat while I make your leg a drenched mess. Come on. That's a lot of cum, babe. Now. Whew. Oh, are you happy that you chose to stay home with me, huh? Yeah. Good. No, thank you so much. For real. I've missed spending time with you. Okay, baby. Do you want to be the big spoon or the little? Little? Yeah. Let me just... All situated. Okay, baby. Yeah. Let's just get some good rest while I hold you. And then... we'll get started on our pillow fort. It's gonna be the best pillow fort ever.